Daf Pei Zayin. So we got to around 7-8 lines down. The Gemara says, quotes from a pasuk, we're still talking about tshuva, a lot about tshuva, the last two dafs of the Gemara. The first one lies Vidor. So we're up to the word Se'es Pnei Rasha. So the Gemara Darshan says, Se'es Pnei Rasha Lo Tov. The showing favor to Rasha is not good for the Rasha. I mean, by a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving schar to the Rasha in this world, it doesn't turn out great for the Rasha in the world to come. Lo tov lehem l'risham shenosin lehem panim bohem haz. It's not good that Hashem shows favor in this world. And because again they have no schar left in the olam haba, and so too lo tov lo la'achav shenosin l'panim bohem haz. Achav also experienced favor that was shown to him, and it did not turn out good for him in the next world. Shenemar yan ki nichna mipanai, because Achav, even though he was a terrible king, he showed humility to me. Lo avi harab miyamav. I'm not going to bring evil to his in his day. But in the other day, had it not been the case, he would have been wiped out from Olam Haba entirely. Rav then says, in contrast to that, lahatos tzadik b'mishpat, to show to a tzadik mishpat, in other words, to give them judgment, to punish them in Olam Haza, it's tov lehem l'tzadikim, it's good for the tzadik. Shein nosim lehem panim b'olam haza, that Hashem does not show favor to them in this world, and because this way they have more schar in the Olam Haba. And so to tov lo l'moshe shelo nasu lo panim b'olam haza, that Moshe was not shown favor when he did his aveir. Shenem yan lo hemanti b'lachti sheni, I did not trust in Hashem to sanctify his name. Had Moshe trusted Hashem, he would not have been yet time to expire from this world. He would have lived longer, but because he sinned, he died in Olam Haza to have greater schar in Olam Haba. Furthermore, the Gemara says, Ashrem la tzadikim lo dain shehem ela zocha. It's not sufficient that tzadikim are able to bring a zochus for themselves, but also she ela shemizakin livneim ad sof kol ador. They pass on the zochuyos to the children, grandchildren, and so on. There were many children of Aaron and perhaps grandchildren that were deserving to of death, like Nadav Vaviu. However, Shenemar Hanosarim, the leftovers, the survivors, meaning the other ones were also at risk of losing their life, but they were saved. The other ones were spared. So because Aaron had so many zechuyos, it saved the children and grandchildren as well. Oylem L'Risham, however, in contrast to the Rishayim, Lodayin Shemechayvin Atzman, it's not enough that they are bringing guilt to themselves. Ela Shemechayvin Levnevnehem Ad Sof Kol Ador. They also pass on this achi of this guilt down to the children and grandchildren. Harbe Banim Hayulo L'Knan Shiruyin L'Salmech B'Kitavi Avdo Shirabim Gamliel. There are many, many children and grandchildren of Knan who would have been worthy of being a Vadim to Rabbi Gamliel. El Shechovas Avim Garmelhem, but they were not Zocha to be an Eved Kanani for a great tzaddik, Rabbi Gamliel. They're avadim for terrible masters, and that was their chiyah passed on to generations. Kol mezakeh rabim, those who bring a zechus to the rabim, to the tzibur, ein chet bal al yado. No curse, no sin will happen to them. They're so protected for helping the tzibur. However, v'chol machti es rabim, those who bring sin to the tzibur, kimat ein maspikim v'yado lasos tshuva. It's almost impossible for them to do tshuva. So examples, Kob, Hamazakis Rabim Ein Chet Bal Yada, my time, and what's the reason why one who brings his zechus to the Rabbim are protected from sin? Kadesh Shalo Yehe Huba Gehenim B'Tamidav B'Gan Eden. It seems to be a strange thing. Had the Rebbe would go down to Gehenim and all Tamidim, he was Mazaka up in Gan Eden, that contrast would be strange. Shinemar Ki Lo Sazav Nafshi L'Shol, I won't leave my soul to Sheol, to Gehenim. Lo Siten Chaz Hidcha L'Ros Shachas to see Shachas. So this is a reference to the leader, a reference to, this is referring to just a general tzaddik, that he's not going to go to Gehenim if he brings many Tamidim to Gan Eden. In contrast, v'chol machtis rabim, those who bring sin, aveira chet, to rabim, ein maspikim b'yado lasos tshuva, we do not give them a full chance to do tshuva. Shelo yehehu b'gan eden, this way he's going to be celebrating Gan Eden, but all the people he brought down, tamidim, are going to be stuck in Gehenim. Shenemar adam oshuk b'dam nefesh, one who's involved of a murder, ad bor yonis, is going to run down to the bor, to the pit, to Gehenim. Yismichubo, we're not going to provide him any support. The Gemara now says, quotes from the Mishnah, Ha'omer echte ve'oshev echte ve'oshev, one who says, I'm going to sin, and I'll do tshuva, and I'll sin, I'll do tshuva. So asks Gemara, Lamali lemeimer echte ve'oshev echte ve'oshev trei zimni. Why repeat this twice? So based on what we saw yesterday, in a few places in Shas disappears, Kidrav Huna Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Kevin she'amar Adam, Kevin she'avar Adam, Avera v'shana, but a person doesn't avera once, he repeats it, hutulo is permitted for him to do the avera again. Gemara says hutulo sagadaydach. Does that really mean it's mutter? Ella nasilokete, it becomes almost like almost mutter to him. So the interesting question that Rav Yashiv brings from this part of the Gemara, not directly from the Gemara, but he does note the Rambam on the Peish Mishnayos in this line. He says that one only needs to do tshuva on violating an avera b'shogeg or b'meizu. But if one does an avera b'ones, he does not need to do tshuva. He's b'ones. He's completely ones rachmana patri. But they ask a question because there's a medrash that says that the sar mishalech is mechaper on avonos bein b'shogeg, bein b'meizu, bein b'ones. So one does require tshuva even when done be'onis. So he makes two suggestions. Rav Yashiv first says, maybe he doesn't need to do tshuva, but there's an additional thing. One thing is getting rid of the avera, but there's another thing becoming completely tahor. So he doesn't need to do tshuva. The avera doesn't exist, but he's still not completely tahor. There's some stain that's there, so the sir mishalech is able to be metar from that extra level, whatever that means. The Rav Yashiv doesn't like that answer, but that's one suggestion he makes. But then the other suggestion, he says, that no, normally, when a person does an avera be'onis, he's pater. But let's say a person, when it came to the Shlosh Averos, and instead of Yarek Vayavor, which he's supposed to do, he was over on the Avera. He murdered someone. He did Gilai Rios. He did Avodah Zarah. When a gun was pointed at his head, that's called Ones. Those two Averos actually do require Tshuva. So in general, Ones does not require Tshuva, but when Ones is done for those big three, that's when the Medrash says that the Sivah Shalach is actually Mechaper for it. So back inside the Gemara now, the Gemara says, Echta Yom HaKippur Mechaper, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper. If one says that I'll sin, and I'll wait for Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper me, that does not work. Gemara says, this mission must be not like Rebbe. Lema Masisin Deloka Rebbe. Why? Because the Tani, the Brayer, says that Rebbe Omer, Al Kol Averos Shebetorah, Bein Asa Tshuva, Bein La Asa Tshuva, Yom HaKippur Mechaper. So clearly that Yom Kippur is not, Yom Kippur is Mechaper in anybody, even if he does not do Tshuva. Our Mishnah says Yom Kippur is not mechaper for a person. Rebbe says Yom Kippur is always mechaper for a person, even if he doesn't do tshuva. And Gemara says no. Afilu tamer Rebbe, even Rebbe would agree to the Mishnah, Agav Shaini. What does Agav Shaini mean? Rashi says the bottom right here in Rashi, Agav Shaini, me'acha she'olav husomich lachto, ain't a mechaper. I mean, if a guy does an Avera, Yom Kippur is always mechaper, even without doing tshuva. But if the guy does an Avera, expecting Yom Kippur to bring kapartim, he's relying on Yom Kippur, even in that case, Rebbe would agree that Yom Kippur would not be mechaper. Gemara now says further, Averos shebein adam lemakom. So we said when a person does Avera tashem, he has to do tshuva. When a person does an Avera bein adam lechavera, he must also ask for mechila. So Gemara says, Rami la Rav Yosef bar Chavo leRebbe Abahu. Averos shebein adam lechavero ein Yom HaKippur mechaper. So Yom Kippur is not mechaper for the sins between people. Baksiv im yechta ish lish ufilo elokim. Doesn't mean a person sins man to man, he should daven tashem, which implies that Yom Kippur would be mechaper. So the Gemara says that no, man elokim, it's really Elohim as Dayan. It's not Hashem's name, it's referring to Dayanim, which are called Elohim. He has to go in front of Dayanim and have a whole din Torah. It's not simply enough to do tefillah and tshuva. Ihach, if that's the case, ema seifa, ema la Hashem yechta ish. The person sins towards Hashem, bein adam lemakom, mi's palalo. Who's going to judge him? What's the judge have to do with between him and the court? Him and Hashem, the court doesn't get involved in that. So Gemara says, hachi kamar. Im yechta ish li ish, if a person sins from one man to the next, ufilo elohim, or rather that should be ufilo elokim yimchalov. So we're going back to the initial understanding elokim, not dayan, but first Hashem's name. So if the guy davens, if he appeases the individual, then Elokim will be Yim Chalal. V'im LaHashem Yechta Ish, if a person sins towards Hashem, then he has to meet Palo Ba'ado. Who does he have to appease for Hashem? It must be Tshuva U'maisim Tovim. So it's again a little bit complicated read of the Gemara, the Pasuk, but what's coming out here is, Bein Adam L'Chayrero, you have to ask for Mechila, and for Hashem, you have to just do Tshuva and Maisim Tovim. So Gemara says, Amar Reb Yitzchak, a person insults someone, he brings a person down with words, so you have to appease him. If you hold literally a cater, a guarantor of a reecha, you have some type of mashkon, which means you've done something wrong, you owe him something, or if you stuck out your hand to a friend, to a stranger, or you hurt him with your mouth, so what do? Says the Pasuk, Asazos, Efo, Bini, do the following, Vidatel, you'll be saved. What should you do? Kivasa v'kafriecha leiches rapes urav riecha. You should go and appease him, which means in mamon yesh, if you have money, b'yadcha hatil appease his yad. You should give it up to him, pay him money to appease him for any damage you gave him. V'imlav, if there's no money, harbe alav rem, bring a lot of friends together to have him give you a mechila. So Amar of Chisiv Chisiv says further, Ritzach lefaisa b'shalosh shiros shel shloshe b'ni adam. And you should try to bring a lot of people, three rows of three individual people, to put pressure on, to encourage him to do tshuva. Shenemar, yashur al hanashim. You should go around to people, v'yomer and say, chatasi, I made a mistake. V'yashur avisi, I made a mistake. Lo shavali, it's not worth anything to me. Those are three rows of three people that should all go to the person, the victim, to try to convince him to be mochel. The Gemara then says further, Amar b'Yosi bar Chanina kol mevakesh matu mechavero, a person who asks for a mechila from his friend, ayvakesh mimenu yosim mishalosh pamim. You don't have to ask more than three times. If he says no after three times, so then you've fulfilled your obligation. Shenemar, ana, sana, vata, sana. It says three times the word na, to plead to a person, only three times, but not, if not, not more than that. Vimase, if the victim dies, then maybe asar b'ni adam umamidim al kivro, you should bring 10 people to his kever. And Omer and Tatum, Chatasi Lashem Elokei Yisrael, Lifloni Shechavalti Bo, I hit this person, I insulted this person, and that way there'll be some type of mechila on behalf of the minion. They somehow are able to represent the mace to provide a mechila to the person. Gemara now says, Rabbi Yirmiya, Havale Milsel Rabbi Asabada, that din of asking three times, the Rashi writes, is only true of a chaver, a friend of some sort, by a Rebbe, the Rashi says, you have to ask as many times as possible. The Gemara then says, Rabbi Yirmiya, Havle Milsa, Rabbi Abba Bahade. Rabbi Yirmiya one time had a fight with a person, and a person did something wrong to Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya wanted to give the guy a chance to ask Mechila. So what did he do? In a very subtle way, Ozel Esav Adasha, the Rabbi Abba. So he sat by the house of Rabbi Abba, the entrance to the house of Rabbi Abba, probably the Shadi Am Samaya, and Rabbi Abba's maid threw out some water from the toilet, Mata Zarzifte Demaya Aresha, and fell on his head. So Amar Asuni Ka'ashpa, made into a garbage dump now. Kara Anafsha, he referred to himself based on the pasuk, Me'ashpos Yarim Evyom. From the waist, a person should elevate a person. So Shama Rabbi Abba, Benafik La'api, Rabbi Abba came out and heard this. Amrlei, Hashet Shichel Mepach Adaitech. Now I need to be mochel you. I see you've been insulted by what my Shivcha did to you. Dechseva, Leich Esrape Zerav Re'echa. So I need to make sure you are mochel me on what just happened. So Gemara then said, Rabbi Zera, once he had an incident with a person, and he would intentionally walk by the person over and over again to make himself available so the person could ask mechila from him, and this way the person would be mochel. So Gemara then says, Rav Havalei Milsa Bahadei Ha'utapcha. Rav once had an incident with a butcher. The butcher did not come to ask mechila for what he had done to Rav. He embarrassed him, he insulted him. So what happened? B'mal yom ha'kidibkur amay ihu. Erev Yom Kippur Rav said, Ezel ana lefai sulay. Let me go and maybe can make amends. So Pagabe Rav Huna. Rav Huna bumped into Rav on the way Rav was traveling to the butcher. And Amrle, Rav says, Lehecha ka'azil mar may. Where are you going? So he asked Rav where you headed to. Amrle, the paisil plana to make amends with so-and-so. We got into a fight. So Amr Rav Huna said to him, Ozel abo lemiktal nafshe. Abba is going to murder someone. Why is he going to murder someone? So Rashi explains, because if you look at Rashi, bottom left, Miktel Nafshe, Achshav Hu Ma'anish Lamus, he's going to punish him because he anticipated that the butcher is going to be so stubborn and not be mochel him, and he'll be punished and killed for not to be mochel Rav. So what happened was, also Kama Ilave, Rav went to the butcher, Hava Yosef Ka Pali Resha, and the butcher was busy breaking bones of the animal's head, of the Pali the Resha, and Dali Eina V'chazi, he lifted up his eyes and saw Rav standing by him. Amalei, he says to Rav, Abba Adzil Leisle Milsa Badech, leave, get out of my store, I'm not interested in talking to you. Badech the Kapali Reshu, while he is busy breaking the bones of the head, Ishame Garma, one of the bones that kind of flew out, and Machi Bekova, and hit him in the throat, Vekatle, and killed him. That's what happened because he wasn't Mochel Rav. So Gemara then says, Rav Hava Pasik Sidre Kame the Rebbe. One time Rav was giving a drasha, he was learning with the Rebbe, and I, while he was giving the drasha, Us Rebbechia walks in. So Hadil Reshu, he started the shir all over again. So what happened next? Then Ayel Bar Kapara walks in. Hadil Reisha, he started again, because Bar Kapara missed the beginning of the shir. Asa Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Rebbe, he walks in. Hadil Reisha, he started the shir all over again. Asa Rebbe Chanina Bar Chama, he walks in finally. By the fifth time, the person walks in. He says, how many times, Amar, Kuli Hai, now the Veneza, I need to go back another time, a fifth time, because a fifth person came in late. So Lohadar, he refused to go back a fifth time. So Ikbid Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina was very insulted by this. Everybody else had a chance to start all over again. I walk in suddenly, and you pick on me, you don't start again for me this year? So he was very insulted. Ikbid Rav Chanina. So Azal Rav Lagabe Tleisim Ali Yom HaTikipurim. Rav went to Rav Chanina for 13 Yom Kippurs in a row to ask for Mechila for Lo Ipais. And Rav Chanina did not, was not Mochalim. So very strange. How is Rav Chanina able to do this? V'ham Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Kol Mevakesh Matu Mechavero Ayivakesh Menu Yosef Mishalish Pamin. When a person asks Mechila, it should be no more than 3 times. How could Rav go 13 times? Gemara says Rav was shiny. Rav was different. And Rashi simply says he was different in that Machmir Hayel Asma. 2 lines down, he was Machmir. And you didn't have to go more than 3 times, but you certainly can. So he was doing the Fenimishur, so didn't. So now on the flip side, we understand why Rav went multiple times, more than 3 times. However, Bechanina, Heichi Avin Hachi, how can Bechanina not grant Mechila to Rav after, so even after 1 time? We know from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that one who's Mavir Midosav, one who's Mevater, one who's Mochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in turn, Mida Kenega Mida, will be Mochel you as well. So why did Chanina miss out on the opportunity of Mavir and Al Midosav? So Gemara says, interesting thing can happen. It says, excuse me, Ella, Rabbi Chanina, Chal Machazi Le Rav. He saw a dream about Rav, the Zakfuda Badikli, who's hanging from a day tree. Okay, interesting dream. So what does that mean? Ugamire, we have a tradition to hold the Zakfua Badikla, anyone who hangs from a day tree, means Reshav is going to be the leader. Rabbi Chanina was the Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael at the time. That means that if Rav is going to be the leader, that means Rabbi Chanina is being knocked out. So Amr, he says, Shema Mina, Bai Lemeved Rishusa. He wants, Rav wants to become the next leader in town here. So I'm not going to be Mochalim. Kiecha Delezel Ligmar, Arise of Bavel. Maybe by me treating this way, he'll run to Bavel and become the head in Bavel instead of the head of Eretz Yisrael. Look how Rashi explains this. 2 lines down, Rashi. Rashi says, Chalm Lachazi Le Rav. Ra Chalam Rav She Talu Bedeka. Like I said, he was hanging from a day tree. But who's Simon to see us? It's a Simon of a person becoming Rosh of Gedula, some type of position of authority. Rabbi Chanina, Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Chanina was Rosh Hashiva as it was. Kedam Rebbe, Bishas Ptirasa Chanina Bar Chama Yashiv Berosh. When Rebbe died, Rabbi Chanina was appointed head. Uchshira Chalom Zeh, Arav, when he saw Rav, Dog, Lamus, he thought maybe his days were over. The Fisha Ein Malchus Noga Bechaberta, you can't have two rulerships crossing paths. Amr Adchei Mahacha, I'm going to try to discourage him from living here, but me making him uncomfortable, maybe Yivrach LeBavel, he'll run to Bavel, Bipanai, from me, Visham Yev Rosh, and there he'll be the head, Lo Nidchan Lamos Bishvilo, and won't cause me to die early. That was the Maisa. Interesting Maisa. The Gemara now says further, Gemara says, Tani Rabbanim, Mitzvahs Vidui, Erev Yom Kippurim, a person should do a vidui every Yom Kippur with Chashecha, which means Rashi is after he's eaten, after Yom Kippur has started. Aval, even though you only have to do vidui Yom Kippur itself, Aval Amru Chachamim Yisvad the Kodem Sheyochal Viyishta. A person should actually do vidui before he eats the Suda Mafsekes. Sheva Titro of Daita Basuda. Perhaps he might lose some focus, which Rashi says Machmas Shichos. Maybe he's going to become too drunk to do this. And fine, and then the Gemara says, "V'yafa pisha his father kodim she'achal." Even though he did vidui before eating v'shasa and eating and drinking, he has to be mizvad el acha she'achal. He says he needs another vidui afterwards. V'yishta shema ira b'dvar kalkala. Maybe besuda. Maybe he did an avera during the suda. He, I don't know, said something wrong. So you do a vidui before the suda. You do a vidui after the suda. V'yafa pisha his father arvis his father b'shachris. And even though you did a vidui in Marv, you do it again b'shachris. Even though you did it b'shachris, he's vada b'musav. U'musav, he's vada b'mincha. B'mincha, he's vada b'menila. As we know, each of the tefillahs of the day, the 5 tefillahs of the day, you do a vidui. V'heichan amru, where exactly do you say the vidui? Yachad achat tefillaso, the silent Shmoneh Esrei, we say after Shmoneh Esrei is over. V'shliach tzibur ome b'emsa. But during the chazan, the recital of we repeat Shmoneh Esrei, he says it during the inside the actual chazar tashatz. So Gemara says, my amar. What exactly is the vidui? So we're going to see a few different opinions. Amar Rav Atio De Raze Olam. That's just the beginning of the whole paragraph. Shmuel Amar Bimama Kei Halev. That next paragraph. Levi Amar Bisarascha Kosev Leimor. Rashi finishes the statement. Kiva Yomaze Yechaper Aleichem. That's the vidui. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ribon HaOlamim. That paragraph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kian Vanoseinu Da Rabu Milimnos Bechataseinu Atma Misaper. That was vidui according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Hamnuna Amar, Elokai Ad Shelo Natarti, Eini Kedai, Achshuv She Natarti, Hilo Lo Natarti, Afar Ani Bechaya, Kav Chomer Bisas Hasi, Hare Ani Lefanecha Kichli Mole, Busha El Chlima, Yiratzam Lefanecha Shel Echta, O Mashach Adatsi, Merok Vechamecha, Aba Lo Ayidi Yisur. So that was the vidoy of him, Behind you, Vidor the Rava Kulishasa. That was a Vidor Rava would say every single day. Udur Hamnuna, Zuta, Vyoma Dikipur. He would say this on Yom Kippur alone. So we have different opinions. So Amar Mazutra, Lo Amar and Ella de Lo Amar. This is only true if you do not say Aval Nachnu Chatanu. Those are the key lies, actually. Raman brings this down. If you didn't say Aval Nachnu Chatanu, then we have the Machlokas above. What is the next best Vidor to say? Aval Amar, Aval Nachnu Chatanu, Sulo Tarch. You don't need to say anything else. Damar bar hamdude have a kamina kami de Shmuel. He's one standing in front of Shmuel. He was Yosef. He was sitting down. But kamat the shliach tibur. The shliach tibur got to the statement of Amar about nachnu v'chatanu. And immediately, what happened? Come make him. He stood up. Amar shmam. So he stood up at that line. Shmam. We can learn from here. Ikar vidoy hu haihu. That's ikar vidoy. These words about nachnu is the ikar vidoy, and that's how we in fact paskim. So based on this, there's a machlokas. We see from this, you have to stand up during vidoy. They stood up during vidoy. But there's a question whether you have to say vidur when the shliach tzibur is saying vidur. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, we only say vidur during the Tfilas Yachid. But Tfilas Shmoneh Esrei, you just stand up while the Chazan says vidur, but you don't have to repeat vidur again. But there are more paskins, and that's what we do. We actually do say vidur again along with the shliach tzibur. Now, interesting here, there's a Murom HaShad, he tries to prove from this Gemara here that the Iker Vidway, the Raisa, is based on what we say before Yom Kippur begins. From the fact that it says, Im Chashecha, above, Mitzvahs Vidway, Erev Yom Kippur, Im Chashecha, proves that the Iker Vidway is before Yom Kippur, not the Vidway that we do on Yom Kippur itself. He proves this from the fact by a Karban, we do a Smicha, we do a Vidway before we do the Shechita, before the Zrika, the Vidway comes before the Karban, so to the Vidway Yom Kippur is before Yom Kippur begins. That's the proof of the Nitziv. Let's finish off the daf now. The Gemara says, Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah teaches in Maseches Tainis, B'shlosha prakim b'shana kohanim noses kapem arba pamim. The three times of the year where you do Birchas Kohanim four times. So what are the four times first? B'yom, b'shachris, b'musaf, b'mincha v'ni'ilas sharim. So you say it all four tefillas of the day. Which three times do we say four tefillas? V'eid lohein, shlosh prakim. These are the three occasions. B'tainyos, and Rashi says in particular, tainyos of geshamim. If there's lack of raiment, it's the drought. So then we have these fast days that are enumerated in Maseches Tainis. So when there's ne'ila, you do Birchas Kohanim of all four of the tefillos. B'ma'amados, which is when the Kohanim, the Mishmaros would separate into different sections of the Kohanim. Also amongst the rest of Klaisel, there are different ma'amados that Rashi explains. Here, look at Rashi, around 10 narrow lines down, Rashi writes, U'ma'amados, arba yamim b'chol Shabbos, 4 days of the week, she'anche Mishmar Yisrael, Wisconsin Bahrain. Just like the Kohanim are split with Mishmaros, they're also Mishmaros of Klai Yisrael. They would go to the cities, Umasana, they would fast. The Kohanim, they'd read, Maisa Bracious, they would be the ones to represent the Karban Tamid. Because every Karban must have a Baal. When I bring a Chathas, I'm the Baal. When a Karban Tamid is brought, who's the Baal? So we have a unit of Klai Yisrael that they serve as a Baal for this week of the Karban Tamid. How do they serve as a Baal? By them going to Shul and fasting and laning, Maisa Bracious, they serve as the Baal. And that for them, there would be Birchas Kohanim all tefillas of the day. So the Gemara actually points out there's no Ne'ilah on that day, but Rashi refers to that, but that's not for now. What it means to say is that you do Birchas Kohanim during all the tefillas of that day. So that was for Ma'amados. That's the second time. And the third occasion is Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur, there's a Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur where you do Birchas Kohanim. So what exactly is Ne'ilah? My Ne'ilah Sha'arim, the closing of the gates. So there's Machlokas here. Rav Amar Tlusa Yiseirasa. Rashi is a full trilo. You do a whole nother trilo like we do that we paskin nowadays, that you say a full trilo of Sheva Brachos, Kishar Trilos of the day. Shmuel Amar, Me'anu Mehachayinu. No, there's no trilo at all. It's simply those words. You just say those words, the whole word, the whole statement, but there is no trilo, there are no Brachos. So that's a big machlokas. So Gemara quotes, and we'll finish with this Brisa here. Gemara says, Meseve, or Yom Kippurim, Mispal Sheva Misfata. Friday, the nighttime Ma'ariv, you say Sheva Brachos, and you do Vitur. B'shachris mispal Sheva Misfada. B'musaf mispal Sheva Misfada. B'mincha mispal Sheva Misfada. B'ni'ilah mispal Sheva Misfada. So clearly, this passage is like Rav, that you say a full tzlusi, you say a full tefillah against Shmuel. So Gemara says, Tanahi, others have a gear that should say V'sutanya, another brisa asking on Shmuel that proves that there are seven brachos, a full tefillah for Nila. That's the most gear said V'sutanya, the further brisa. The Tanya, Yom HaKippurim Chashecha, Mispalel Sheva Misfada. It's referring to the Chashecha Mutz Yom Kippur. when the sun is beginning to set, the end of Yom Kippur, you say a full Shemoneh Esrei, the seven brachos, umisvada, you do a vidui, the chosim bevidui, divi Rabbi Meir. They just have a machlokas here. What is the chasim of the bracha? So Rabbi Meir holds this, you do a chosim, you don't say mekadesh Yisrael, rather you say hakel asalchem, that's according to Rabbi Meir. And Chachamim omrim no, bispal sheva, bimratzum lachtum bevidui, chosim. If you want to end off with hakel asalchem, you can, or otherwise you could end off with mekadesh Yisrael. But they both agree to full sheva and vidui, they just question what is the chasima. So we have a double question, Tiyufta de Shmuel, Tiyufta, that these two brises both go against Shmuel and support Rav, that it was a full tefillah according to, like Rav. Gemara then says, Ula bar Rav, noches kame de Rav, he went down, we always have the lashon down, when you go to Davin for the Tzibor, for Chazan, it goes down, because they used to have, that, the Pasuk Gemara says in the Brachos, Mimama Kim, you Davin from the depths, so they have to, very rarely, but sometimes you see shuls, the Or HaChaim in Queens, for example, has a little dip with the Chazan Davin, it's like it goes like an inch or 2 inches down, because this idea, noches, it goes down to Davin. So one time, Ula bar Rav, noches kame de Rav, he stepped in front of Rav to daven in the presence of Rav. And pasach ba'ata v'chartanu, v'sayim b'me'anu mechayinu, v'shavchei Rav huna b'rei de Rav, nasan. So that's what he said for his nila. He praised him for doing so. And Amar, yachad omar achar tefillah, and one should say, the yachad should say this after tefillah. So that's, it seemed like he was praising Rav, rather Shmuel. And the end of the day, we pass like both. We say a full tefillah for Nila, and we pass like Shmuel as well. So we're going to stop here. I'm not going to do a chazara. To har daf to do a chazara. But I guess tomorrow we'll finish the mesechta. It's going to be a short daf. And then I guess we'll pick up on the next one afterwards. Shana's next, I think.